This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the New Orleans Saints Radio Network with this week's edition of Monday Morning Quarterback from the Mercedes-Benz Superdome following the Saints' season-opening loss to the division rival Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I'm here with Saints quarterback Drew Brees. Drew, you know, you look at it kind of through goggles offensively, and you say, man, it was an awfully productive day and a really encouraging way to start the season. But when you look at the stat line and you see the two turnovers, it's a glaring issue in the offense.
Yeah, it was a 10-point swing, right? So they pick up a fumble and return it for a touchdown. That's seven. And then, you know, we fumble the ball when we're in scoring position, so it's at least three. So call that a 10-point swing. That makes a difference in this game. You know, so despite everything else, right, which there's definitely areas to improve with penalties and other things, you know, that wins the game for you.
Mike Thomas has 16 catches and 17 targets. What makes him so special? Why does he have the production that he has?
Yeah. Mike, on every play, regardless of coverage or look or anything, feels like I could throw him the ball and he would catch it, right? Which is such a great receiver quality to have. And I think it was just one of those days where, based upon, you know, the coverages that they were playing, what they were trying to do, I think it was a bend, don't break. You know, it was don't let him get over the top of us. We'll concede the underneath stuff. And Mike was able to make a bunch of big plays today.
They conceded a lot of underneath stuff. You look at this team, and there's been a lot of talk about how young this team has gotten and how the future is so bright and that team is young. But there's also a downside to that. And you come into a season with really high expectations. And no matter what, it's disappointing to lose your opener, but it's certainly disappointing to lose it at home. Can you take learning experiences out of a game like this with a young team that, you know, most of what they remember was the end of last season where everything was clicking?
Yeah. I mean, listen, we still had a chance to win this game, or at least come back, tie it, and potentially send it to overtime. We've done this before, right? And so I think guys understanding that, man, there is always hope, right? There's always hope, despite the way maybe the first three quarters go. Man, there is always hope with this team. I think that's a huge thing. Yes, disappointing to lose a home opener, right, against a divisional opponent. But with youth is probably a little inexperience and maybe, okay, I'm going to look around the locker room and see how the veteran guys respond. And I think we've got enough maturity and enough great leadership amongst the guys in our locker room that, you know, we can straighten the ship out. But, you know, even had we come back and won this game, you know, 50-48 or something, we're going to be turning on the tape saying, guys, we have to play better, right? And these are all the areas, and so those meetings would be the same tomorrow.
You guys have Cleveland next week back in the dome. What's the number one thing you take to the offense and say that, you know, this has to get better?
If you looked at run to pass ratio and stats today, you'd say, we can run the ball better. There are those games, though, where you're like, man, there are just opportunities in the passing game. And with our offense, that is an extension of the run game, right? You know, Mike Thomas catches 16 balls, but some of those are basically like, you know, handing the ball off. It just, you know, a short pass. So I would say, though, in the long term, man, you would like to have that complement of, you know, it's run, it's pass, it's drop back, it's empty, it's play action, it's, you know, so you just keep the defense off balance, you possess the ball, right? I think that's just good complementary football with your defense and as a team.
Was that a game plan coming in? You guys were in empty a lot of five receiver sets. Was it the game plan coming in, being down Mark Ingram, or is it something you guys adjusted to as you got going?
Well, we know the O-line loves the five-man protections against a great pass rush team. But, no, I mean, listen, that's where the opportunities were today, we felt like. And then we got into a position where, you know, man, we're playing catch-up and we got to air it out a little bit. But felt like we were pretty efficient, and it's always a good change-up. You know, I think that's something that typically defenses really have to have a plan for, you know, how they're relating when you spread them out.
Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, and good luck next week against Cleveland.
You got it.
The New Orleans Saints fall 48-40 to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers here in the Superdome in their home opener. This has been this week's edition of Monday Morning Quarterback with quarterback Drew Brees. I'm Zach Strief, and you're listening to the New Orleans Saints Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.